I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
We talked about Charles Chapin all week.
Yep, accidental two-parter, part two.
Accidental, yes. Sometimes it happens. He was one that I kept trying to pare down his story, but there's too much stuff.
Well, and so much of it, like so many of the news stories that came up in the episodes, we have episodes of the podcast on, just over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because in so many ways, we talked about how biased he could be in his coverage at times, but in so many ways, what we know of huge historical events are because he published them.
Yeah.
Like, I immediately, when we were talking about the Titanic and I was reading the story of him getting that and what that original press story was, like, that is the one where all of the touchstone moments that we now come to see and that appeared in the Titanic movie, that is where they came from. Like, the story of John Astor's wife, like, refusing to go on the boats and they were going to stay together, like, the band playing on the deck as the ship went down, that came from that news story. Like, all of those things were in that first report that was on the docks when the survivors were coming off of the ship that rescued them, which is just
wow,
mind-boggling.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of my thoughts about him are not positive.
No.
Because, I mean, he clearly developed an important monumental career. A lot of his reporting that we, some of this is the standards of the time, right? Journalistic standards in late 19th, early 20th century, very different from what we expect now. But even with that in mind, some of the stuff he's doing is really unethical.
Oh, completely.
Super unethical. And then he made his own financial problems. I have empathy for the part where he made investments that fell through. Like, that's unfortunate.
That happens.
But then he was also buying yachts and horses and just living beyond his means. He made a financial problem himself and then decided his only way out of it was to murder his wife. And I'm just like, I don't like you.
Yeah. I mean, what's really interesting, is that one of the biographies I read of him which is called The Roseman of Sing Sing, and it's quite good. Oh, it's by James McGrath Morris. He mentioned that to him, to that writer, one, he's an interesting case because he also, you know, had been a journalist. And so when he read Chapin's autobiography, his first instinct was to fact check it. And he was surprised by how much most of it was accurate. Mm-hmm. The main problems were things like timeline things that are pretty normal for someone working from memory. Like he said, he worked in one job like X number of months and it was really a slightly different number and things like that. But none of the real like meat and potatoes was incorrect. Mm-hmm. But he mentions that to him, sort of the greatest tragedy is we don't really have a lot of information about Nellie. We don't know a lot about her childhood or her youth. She seems like she was not the least bit concerned about living a wealthy lifestyle when he was like, it's all falling apart. She's like, okay, let's figure this out. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fine. We'll be fine. And Chapin, by all accounts, really was very devoted to her. Like he was very, like he became a different person around her. The people that knew him from his newsroom persona, which was very hard-nosed jerkery, would be kind of amazed at how gentle he was and loving with his wife. But I also think you see it play out in his subsequent relationships with his pen pal romances. He was a control freak and Nellie never challenged that control. And so it was easy for him to dote on her. Whereas when he even perceived that anyone else was challenging that control, he would fly into like a complete fit of rage. Mm-hmm. And it's like, is that really love and devotion? I'm not sure. That's not the healthiest flavor of it.
No. No, he clearly also had some mental health stuff going on.
Absolutely. From the beginning.
From the beginning. Like the some of the very earliest things that we talked about in his life. Which I'm not saying, that does not excuse then murdering his wife. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying like clearly he had untreated stuff going on.
Yes. Well, and he even was pretty cognizant of the fact that the way he ran his newsroom and the way he was as a boss was unhealthy for everyone. Like he kind of acknowledged that a lot of reporters died young and that it was probably because bosses like him worked them to the bone in incredibly stressful environments. And that was also playing out for him. I, in a lighter tone, which is not to make light of any of this, I kept finding myself thinking the same thing about Chapin's world of journalism as I feel when I watch Star Wars about people who work for the Empire, which is, why would you want that job? But it doesn't, but I guess if you love it, you love it, right? Like that's, and he loved it. There are a couple interesting things about the way he viewed his job in news. One, he hated the word journalism. He thought it was like too fancy. He's like, I'm a newsman. I'm a newspaper man. That's all I am. I don't know. Take that however you will. But the other thing that was interesting was that he recognized that for most people at the time in journalism, that job, being a reporter for a paper, was kind of a stepping stone in a career to later become a lawyer, a politician, a railroad man. Whereas to him, he was like, no, for me, this is the destination. Like, this is all I want to do ever.
Right, right.
Which is interesting. There are so many pieces that I didn't get to include in his story as long as it got. He actually did run into his father during that brief foray where he was working as a campaign manager for that Utah politician. He ran into his father in a jewelry shop and he never told his family about it.
Oh, wow.
Like just completely by accident, he ran into him. And it was one of those weird things. I feel like that relationship colored his opinions and feelings about a great many things more than he ever really recognized.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian, someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day, seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if everyone's being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource, and paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go papertarian? Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
There is an interesting story that's a little more fun about what was going on between Hearst's papers and Pulitzer's papers when they were really like in the thick of their competition, which is that they were stealing stories from each other, as we mentioned. Like, literally, a reporter would read the story from one paper, kind of rewrite it as his own, and their paper would publish it.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, Hearst, one of his reporters, apparently under Hearst's orders, wrote this article about an event in which they quoted a witness named Colonel Rafleep W. Thanus. And when Pulitzer's reporters regurgitated that entire thing, then Hearst was like, that's a made up person. It's an anagram of we pilfer the news. You're all idiots. Which is an interesting way to catch somebody doing that, but Chapin. It's interesting reading his biography because he does seem so you know, during his time in prison, he comes off as such a gentle, I don't know if sweet is the right word, but a very gentle, you know, like reformed person. And then you read how quickly he got angry at Constance Nelson for having done nothing. Mm-hmm. And he held that grudge for the rest of his life. Like, he would literally, you know, he had poured his heart out to this person and seemed so devoted. And then it was like, well, you wronged me, over and over. And even later, as he had stopped really writing her regularly, he would occasionally write her these letters that were like, you didn't even try to come and see me. And like these weird, just poisonous. Blah. That's why I'm like, you're a control freak.
Yeah. No, thanks.
No, thanks. His prison setup sounds pretty lovely by many accounts. Like, he was sent so much like food and groceries from wealthy friends that he had an assistant assigned to him to cook his own meals.
Come on now.
Right? Like, that's not really serving time, it doesn't seem, when everybody else is having to eat prison kitchen food.
Yeah, it definitely seems like his treatment, there was a disparity between his treatment and everybody else, for sure.
Yeah, and we should note, this is at a time when Laws, as a figure at Sing Sing, is interesting because he was trying to really reform the criminal justice system and find ways that he could give the men who were incarcerated in his prison opportunities to, like, follow their desires, etc., in a lot of different ways. But clearly, Chapin was treated like he was an equal to the people that were running the place in many ways, and that he did not have to live by the rules, which is strange. He was allowed to bring his own clothes. He didn't have to wear the prison uniform. Now, many people that were incarcerated there had that option, but most of them did not have nice clothes to bring with them. Mm-hmm. Whereas he was, like, you know, in his tailored shirts and ties. It's the weirdest thing. It's such a disparity and like a weird mental break of how it all works.
This gets into one of those things of, like, not necessarily saying Chapin should have been subjected to the more dehumanizing thing, but know that everyone should have had access to the less dehumanizing thing, right?
Exactly. Like, it just was, he was very clearly apart from the rest of the population there and allowed to, you know, like I said, he never did hard labor, even though that was part of his sentence. Here's a very interesting thing. After he died, of course, much of the press coverage of his death, once again, written by reporters in the New York journalism scene, called out what a jerk he was and how hard he was to work for and how he, you know, would fire people if someone in their family became terminally ill because he was like, you're not going to be able to do this job anymore. Get out. Just really unkind, horrible things. And Constance Nelson, his second prison romance, was so upset by this. She's like, that's not the man I know. Even though he had been really cruel to her at the end, she wanted to publish all of his letters to her as a book, and it did get picked up and made into a book. Cooper also published a similar book because she wanted to show what a loving and kind person he had become. And it's like, he was so mean to you. Why would you do this? Why? However, both of those books got published. Nobody bought them, apparently. I couldn't find a copy of either. I had hoped, but neither of them did very well, and they kind of vanished pretty quickly.
Maybe nobody wanted to read their empathy.
Right. I think probably that's part. It's like, oh, yeah, really reformed. I don't want to read his weird romantic overtures to you, knowing that he shot his wife, was cruel to everyone who ever worked for him. There are lots of stories, too, of journalists and reporters that worked under him who presumed he hated them because he was so mean all the time. And some of them would say something along those lines of, like, listen, I know you don't like me, blah, blah, blah. And he would be like, what are you talking about? You're one of my favorites. And it's like, are you just that broken that you don't know how to treat people well? Or are you playing with them? And we don't know the answer to that. Humans are complex.
Yeah.
Again, not the job for me. No.
Nope.
There is one more funny story, which is that one of his reporters got a very strange flavor of revenge because this reporter was also writing pulp fiction on the side to make extra money. Mm-hmm. And in one of their books, they named a poison after him called Chapinite.
That's great.
And I'm like, that seems well deserved. All right. That's Charles Chapin. Maybe later we can do Charles V. Chapin, the doctor who tried to make people not get exposed to as many germs and microbes, and that will feel like a balm.
The person you were actually going to find information on when you found this.
He's still on the list. Listen, this is a good on-ramp for our Halloween coverage. It's a little darker. We'll have Halloween fun in the coming weeks, and then we'll get back to all of these people.
Yeah.
In the meantime, if this is your time off in the next coming days, I hope that it is absolutely wonderful and relaxing and not fraught in the least. And maybe you have roses without any baggage to enjoy. If you do not have time off, I hope that you still get to enjoy some things and maybe some quiet time to yourself. We will be right back here again tomorrow with a Saturday classic. And then on Monday, there will be more new episodes.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ+ bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.